Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is August the 23rd, 2012, and so we're having our second call for this month, mentoring call, and we'll be talking about marketing techniques and how to, you know, website techniques and various ways online and offline that you can market your business. So, also be talking about the, some real unique kinds of ways that I do that, and you can bring in anything that you have as well. I know that, Amy, I think you just joined us. Hi, Amy, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Joanne, how are you?
Good to hear your voice. Yeah, and Jeff McMillan, are you there too?
Yep, just made it.
Great, yeah. Yeah, Jeff does photography too, and I'm excited to see your photography stuff and video.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can really integrate that into your coaching here. So, Sue Hasker had a question first, so why don't you go ahead, Sue, and then I'll answer that first, and then we can go into our training here and then answer any other questions that we have. So, yeah, go ahead, Sue.
I am working with a client who is kind of a hobby athlete, but she's serious about it. And she does running competitions, 10Ks and half marathons and so on. And she plays soccer, and she has little kids that she likes to play with. And she wanted to be a soccer coach for them, and she's very active. She's also an emergency room physician. But about 9 months ago, she blew out her knee, and as hard as she's been trying with physical therapy, and she isn't able to run anymore for some reason. It's very, very painful for her. So every time she gets better, she goes out to run, and it happens again. So she's getting really discouraged, and she's kind of going through a grieving process right now about, well, if I can't do these active things, which is who I've been all my life, how do I get over this? So I have experience with grief, and I have experience with things like chronic pain and chronic illness, but never really with an athlete. So I'm just curious what you would recommend as a way to handle this with her.
Yeah, that's a great question, Sue. And I think I know that, Sue, you're an expert in grief and healing. And so with your website, healyourbest.com, which is a great website that you put together, and congratulations on that again. And so I think it's you've been working with sort of sports psychology for the non-athlete, and now here it's great that you can even attract athletes too. because people, I think athlete, you know, it's a broad definition. It can be people at all levels, people just getting started that are, you know, just want to run their first 5K or, first marathon, or, it could be people that just want to lose weight and get into shape, all the way up to, the serious athletes and Olympians and professionals. So, one thing I'd suggest first is to find, I don't know what stage she's at, if she wants to give up running completely, but find out if she's, what treatment she has gone through, physical treatment, and find out if she's gotten the correct advice. A lot of times people have gone to one doctor, an orthopedic surgeon maybe, who says, oh, you can't run anymore, or you've got bad knees or something, but they haven't, they don't give alternatives sometimes orthopedic surgeons will often say, you need surgery on that, and then people decide, well, I don't want to go through surgery, so I'm just not going to run anymore. But there could be, chiropractors and massage therapists and other people have all kinds of ways to be able to manage to get through all kinds of injuries. And with my hip, when I had my bicycle accident last September and fractured my hip and was in the hospital and on crutches, had to have surgery. I went to a chiropractor who's a good friend of mine, and he coached me through the whole thing and gave me all kinds of exercises to do and different ways to think about it that the orthopedic surgeon didn't have the time to, or didn't have that kind of orientation. Yeah, orthopedic surgeons are great for surgery, like you know, Sue, very well from your own experience. Yeah, that they're sort of mechanics and they know how to go in there and fix bones and that kind of thing. But other sports medicine people and chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapists are much better at the rehab part, and there's so many different things people can do these days. So I would first ask her, if she's explored that, and if you have referrals, if she's local, and you've got referrals for her, that's a good way that you can do marketing for yourself and build a relationship within the community. If you find someone that's really good that you've worked with, you can refer this patient to them and talk to them about her and then give them your information too, and oftentimes that'll result in more referrals for you because you've referred someone to them. So just thinking of that first, because sometimes people give up too soon or they've been told by someone that you can't run anymore, but it's maybe not the complete picture. So there's lots of things you can do. And then I'd say another thing would be to find out if I'd say to find out if she, just the simple things. Some people don't, haven't gone through the kind of the checklist of the simple things to do first, which is, sometimes just running shoes can make a huge difference. If you have running shoes with more cushioning, that can make a big difference because, knees and joints have to absorb a huge amount of shock when they're running on pavement. Most people just run on, they think that that's all you can do is, road running is pavement running. But, if you have her go to a really good running store and assess her needs and make sure she's getting good fitting shoes that have the right kind of cushioning, that could help a lot too. And then run it just, these are all things that, for you and this client, and then all for people at various stages, other clients that you might have that have injuries or injuries in the making, it's always good to, the first thing I do is suggest that they run on soft surfaces because people are used to running on pavement, and it just really does a number on the joints and can, it causes a lot of pain in the knees. So if you can run on, I suggest that she run on grass or dirt and just stay on the soft surfaces. A lot of times roads, pick a road that has a shoulder, soft shoulder on the side. And so you can have her go off to the side of the road and just run on that soft shoulder there. That can help as well with, just easing that pain on the knee. And then, so those are some things to try first to see if she could still do some running. And also you can suggest that you change something about her running. It may be that hills really aggravate the running, running uphill or downhill. I know I've had that problem with my left knee, but if I just stayed on flat surfaces for a while, then the knee pain went away. And so there's, if you change something about your running, either lower change the type of running you're doing, so it's just on flat surfaces, and then you can try having her run just not so intensely, but just run slower for a little while, or not so far. Also, running every other day really helps. Running as opposed to every day, because it just takes running is an injury-prone sport, and there's a lot of ligaments and tendons that have to repair themselves each day. And so, since 1980, after I got injured with running, I decided to just run every other day, and I was able to still maintain a really high competitive level. I mean, I did the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon just based on, running 3 to 4 days a week, just ran every other day and then swam and bike on the other days. So, changing something about your running can really make a difference. And then also just making sure, yeah, doing another sport. If it's to the point where she can't run anymore at all, then I think, you know, athletes and people, we need to stay active in some way. So it's really important if you can help her to find another sport that she enjoys, like swimming or cycling. Swimming is great because there's no stress on the knees, and it's really good water therapy. And even if she doesn't like swimming or can't swim, we could have her ask her to take see if she could take some swim classes, or also just do pool running in the deep end of the pool. So go into the deep end where your feet can't touch, and then just do. And this is good to do anyway, whether she. You know, as a supplement, if she wants to try running again, you know, just do the running one day and pool running the next. So you just do that running motion in the deep end of the pool. You can do it with one of those water belts, like a ski belt that you get at Big Five or a sporting goods store. Or you can, or it's actually get more exercise if you don't use one of those belts and just support your own weight and better cardiovascular workout that way. So you move your arms forward. It's kind of like treading water, but you move your arms forward and back, and then move your legs forward and back in the deep end of the pool. So those are things that I'd suggest for you, Sue, and then you know all the stuff about grieving process if she decides to not run, to kind of go through that. And you know, I think writing a letter to whatever you're upset about, the person you're upset about or the issue you're upset about, is really helpful. If she can write a letter to her knee, which sounds kind of funny, but actually you know it's really good to write something, write your thoughts down, you know, as if you're writing, you know, as if she's having a conversation with her knee about all the unedited version, just, you know, raw thoughts that come out. That can help you to get through a lot of those thoughts and feelings. Yeah, so I know, Sue, you said you can't answer because you're in a conference room meeting, so but that's good. But, yeah, let me just ask, anyone else have input for Sue with her, you know, person that's got knee issues, what you'd suggest, how you'd coach her through that? And hi, TJ, by the way.
Hi.
Hi.
This is my life because I've got another knee thing going on now, and absolutely second and third opinion. I mean, it's really important to encourage people to do that, and people get very resistant to that, and it's hard to kind of encourage them without saying, like, I think your first doctor is full of crap. But
right.
Well, in this really case, oh, sorry.
What's
in this person's case, she's cleared to run. She doesn't have any physical reason not to run, but it's so painful that she goes out and tries, and it hurts again, so... Yeah, it's kind of a frustrating cycle for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything that Joanne said was, you know, absolutely what I would suggest. And then, yeah, maybe it is more of just kind of sitting, you know, sitting with the knee and kind of breathing into it and seeing what kind of stuff might come up, because I really believe that emotion can get stuck in parts of our body.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a couple different ways to work with that, but I think the kind of skills that we have in with this kind of coaching could help with that, you know, with just doing those visualizations that we've done and, you know, something like that, like visualizing, you know, what it's like when she feels good to run, you know, what was like her favorite run ever that she did, and maybe doing a visualization around that.
Okay.
Maybe help.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's, I mean, I know where she's at, and it's really, really frustrating. And yeah.
Yeah, thanks, TJ.
And I have some comments, too. This is Anna. I actually blew out my knee playing basketball and rehabbed it and played a couple years after that and attempted to do – I did a couple half marathons, and I love to run, but my body was telling me differently. And I've tried multiple physical therapists and – the trails and different, and I eventually did write that letter to my knee. Not that I gave up, but I would encourage you to explore the water, explore the bike, explore other alternatives. For my personal experience, I just need to find a challenge in a different avenue, and it's been huge. And then I would also say exploring the emotional side. to that knee, because there's definitely something there. So,
great.
Yep. Give her something. Give her another challenge, and it's going to take a while for her to feel that comfort in the pool that she felt with the running. So if you can coach her through that process where she can get there, then I think it'll make a world of difference.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Anna. That's great advice, and it's great to hear from other people like you who've been through the same thing, with knee issues. I've got a little one in my left knee right now that's kind of come and gone, and knees are really tricky, that's for sure. And icing, just the simple things we forget about, like icing, is so important. That can really, reduce inflammation and increase circulation to the knee. And so it's something simple that she could do if she tries to run and is pain, there's pain there, just come home and put one of those things that you can wrap around your knee right on there. And you can do that while you're sitting at your computer, kind of thing. And people underestimate the value of icing, but it's free, it's easy, and it's readily available, and it's something we can all do. I was going to write a book called Icing as a Way of Life.
is there a product or a way, like I guess an ace bandage, where you could wrap an ice pack around your knee and keep moving? Because she, she has little kids, she works 12 or 14 hour day shifts, and she doesn't have a lot of time to sit.
Yeah, so you can go to any sporting goods store, like, Big Five type stores, or Sports Basement, or Sue, you're in, I think that you've got those down in San Jose there, right?
She's in Wisconsin.
So you just go in there and ask them for, wrap around, icing. Thing, and it's I've got the bigger the better. I've got one that's really big, and it's got material on both sides, so it's got an ice pack inside. It goes into this little pocket, and then the Velcro's is closed, and then it's got two big Velcro straps that go around the top and the bottom, so it covers the whole knee area, and or wrist, or whatever you want to use it for. So that's great, and you can walk around with it. And I get two. I'd suggest getting two of them, and so you're using one, and you've got one in the fridge or in the freezer. And then when one gets, used after using it, then you can put it back in the freezer and then start using the other one. Alternate back and forth, so they're always being refrozen, kind of thing. So it's better to have the ones with the material around it, so that you. So that it doesn't burn the skin or something with something, real solid ice on there. And also, I find if you put a little bit of water on it, you put some drops of water on top of the material, make it, it makes it more flexible, and just then the cold gets in there quicker too, if you make the material a little bit wet. Yeah, great. Anyone else?
I just want to add that I feel like, and this is just my opinion, that I feel like the jobs that we're in as coaches it's partly our job to be really an advocate for our clients as much as we can. And, clients get so discouraged when they come in and say, well, the doctor said I can never run again, or the doctor said I have to have surgery. And for us to provide sort of a sounding board and also to remind them, there could be other options. That's what one doctor said, but, you need to and explore other options. And I think it's important for us, because we're not as emotionally attached as their husband or wife or boyfriend would be, and we're not as clear cut as the orthopedist would be, saying, well, you have to have surgery on the knee. There's no other way. So for us to be able to offer them that sounding board and reassurance, you have the ability and the skills to find your way through this.
That's
she is a physician. She's a doctor, so she totally understands that she's not an orthopedic surgeon. She's an emergency room doctor, so she's not already one of these people that says I know it all. So she's open to that.
Yeah, that's great. But because she's a physician, she might be in that more of that medical environment. I don't know her personally, but the medical environment saying that that isn't You know, if they, like an orthopedic surgeon, if you mention the word chiropractor, they say, oh, that's hocus pocus, you know. Kind of thing. They're like two totally separate worlds. But I think both worlds have great value. I mean, my orthopedic surgeon was fantastic and did a great job putting my pins in my, you know, left femur bone to hold it together. And he did his job. And then I moved on to the chiropractor to do the rehab job. So, and then, you know, our performing edge coaching techniques for the mental part of getting through all this. So, you know, definitely, Sue, I'd suggest doing the visualization type techniques too, of course, with her. And I'll, I'm continually working on the our workbook for performing edge coaching here. And because you mentioned it, I think I'll go ahead and jump to the healing section and just go ahead and do that part of the workbook here and that's my goal to get that out this week for you. So so that I could give you some more exercises for her to do. But visualizing things like asking, going through a visualization where you ask her what, go into the, imagine going into the body and looking inside and, you know, sort of taking that journey through the body, asking your knee what it needs and what it, if you could have a conversation with your knee, ask it what it's feeling like right now and what it needs and what tools, to help it to heal. And ask your knee what it would feel like to heal, and all those kind of things. And then see yourself actually giving your knee giving your knee the tools that it needs, visualizing all that. So even if you don't have ice with you, you can be virtually icing, that kind of thing. So. Yeah, great. Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, anybody else have suggestions? Yeah, and this is a good forum too for us bringing up clients' issues. If you have one where you feel stuck, or you just have a question, or wanting to know other suggestions of what to do, maybe for our next call, you can think of some. Because injuries are universal to athletes, of course, and it's always coming up, and that's one of the main areas that you can work in, where you can get clients. Speaking of our marketing issues here, clients that are injured are really hurting, and people will pay you to solve their problems. They'll pay you much more to solve a problem than just to move forward or just to meet a goal. So if they've got pain or got something, an injury that's keeping them from their goal, then if you can accelerate that healing process and give them like TJ was saying, a way to navigate through those issues, then you can you can be of real service to that person, and they'll they'll continue to pay you as a good client, kind of thing.
I do have a question.
Sure. Is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
And it may seem a little obvious, but Sue, you said that she's been cleared to run, but it's just too painful.
Every time it hurts, it brings back the feeling of doing permanent damage. She's afraid to do permanent damage.
What about when she walks? Does it bother her when she does that?
It's painful, but it's not enough to stop her. She has to be on her feet all day.
Yeah. So that was just, I know this probably sounds obvious, but I was thinking, what if you, just started walking but increased her pace when she could to eventually get back to, a slow jog and go from there?
Yeah, I'll ask her what she's been doing. We haven't covered all of that yet, so that's great.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, Jeff. And I think walk running is a really great way. People think that, if you're running, you just have to keep running continually. But, every time when I've come back from an injury, I've always done, alternated walking and running. I'll just jog. I mean, just like when I was coming back from my hip surgery, I just barely, would jog 30 seconds on the grass, And then I'd walk for 30 seconds and jog for 30 and walk for 30 and just do that for about 10 times. And then after that felt more comfortable, I'd increase it to, you know, jogging for, you know, a minute and walking for a minute. So that gives your body, the knee or whatever body part, a chance to gradually work into the activity. And then it gives it a little break. And it makes sure go ahead.
As I said, it's probably that threshold point where it becomes too painful. But if she were to keep it below that, where she can make progress and start to feel better about it, but keep kind of pushing that threshold limit as she, you know, builds up, removes the strength in it or loosens it up and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, I also had a blood clot in my leg last year, and one of the things that I've been doing is, you know, picking a spot next to the road. This is Darrell. Just like a telephone pole to a telephone pole or a driveway to a driveway, I walk, jog, and, you know, just picking spots, locations to, you know what I'm saying, just as visual, even that way, just figuring out how far I can go and just picking up the pace each time, you know what I'm saying, using landmarks or, you know, telephone poles or whatever I had to use to gradually, you know, get back into aerobic capacity up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm doing now, actually.
Oh, yeah, with a knee problem?
No, I had a blood clot in my leg last summer.
Your leg, okay.
I couldn't even walk, period.
Uh-huh, yeah. And there's a simple stretch you can do when you just have, for the knee, that I find really useful, and that's just holding onto your car or holding onto something while you're standing up, and you take your... You know, your left. It's a classic stretch that, you know, most runners know. But Sue, if you're not a runner, you might not know the stretch. But it's just you know, picking up your left foot, your left ankle. You're holding on to the back of your foot, and you know, bending it behind you, and then you just hold on to it. You're holding on to your ankle there, and then you just stretch out your leg. You know, kind of push your foot into your hand, and it stretches those muscles around the knee there. And it, you know, just recently when I've had a knee problem, it's, you know, just a little stop and, you know, do that stretch, and then it's fine. You know, so a simple thing like that is really valuable. Does that kind of make sense? Sue, can you picture that?
Yeah, I don't feel very confident about giving advice for how to run. Just, you know, she could get that from her physical therapist probably.
Yeah, sure.
But I'll let her know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she could explore other ways of dealing with it as it comes up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, you could do a little research. Just go on to running websites. You know, just look up, you know, knee pain, knee injury stretches for knee pain, that kind of thing, and just check them out. Just so you're aware of what's available out there too. So that's good, and probably TJ's site. On your website, do you have advice for that too?
No, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, just to put some simple stretches up there or simple exercises. Yeah, that people could go to.
Yes, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, yeah. So you could be a real resource for that. So great. Okay. Well, it's thanks, Sue, so much for bringing up that case. That's fantastic. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. If anyone else has suggestions, just let me know. And so I wanted to talk to you today about some marketing techniques. And here, let me just put this on a second track here so we can do kind of a part one and a part two. Just a second here.